Yo broses and everyone's out there, welcome to the very first episode of my podcast. First of all, let me introduce myself. I'm Akmal, an Indonesian majoring in food science and technology. I'll be sophomore this year, but I supposed to be in the fifth semester, because in 2017 I had to cancel the state admission, so I didn't go straight to university. I'll elaborate more later. On today's podcast, I'm gonna talk about veganism, like how could I go vegan? How the diet can save the world and the tips in transitioning to a vegan lifestyle by the help of inner energy within yourself. Veganism itself is actually the practice of eliminating use of animal products. I made the distinctions between several kinds of veganism. The first is dietary vegan, refers to not consuming animal-based and the other animal-derived substances such as egg, milk, cheese, and honey. The second is ethical vegan, is meaning not only follow the vegan diet, but also oppose the use of animal for any purpose, for instance like in fabrics, circuses and stuff. And last but not least is environmental vegan, means avoiding animal products because animal based is unsustainable and environmentally damaging. This whole veganism of me, it's all started from the late of 2017. At the time, my mom got diagnosed by the doctor that she got stroke due to diabetes and high diabetic pressure. And all she also was wanting me to go to nearby university so that I could accompany her regularly. The consideration held until injury time, but unfortunately the one surrounding Bogor had been closed to registration, so I had to take gap year afterwards. Speaking of the disease, I knew that this kind of non-communicable disease might not transmissible directly from one person to another, but it could be passing down to the offspring. Moreover, I'm the only son, which means I have the higher possibility of having the disease. In the following days after my mom been hospitalized, I look up through internet which suitable and most relevant healthy lifestyle for me, until I accidentally found a German influencer on my Instagram's explorer go by at Vegan Strength, VeganStrengtht. And from him, I realized that veganism is way broader than I thought. The benefits are insane. And that's it. Those are the reasons of what make me adopting the diet. I divide it into four reasons: health, environment, social inequality, and animal liberation. Medical studies showing that meat and dairy products wreak havoc on the human body. Healthy vegan diets are abundant with vitamins B1, C and E, also folic acid, magnesium and iron, while also being low in cholesterol and saturated fats. One of the differences between animal-based and plant-based is their sterols. While animal-based containing cholesterols, they don't have it in plant-based, but they do have phytosterols, which is a cholesterol-like molecule found in plants. In persistently high amounts, the cholesterol found in animals can increase the blood cholesterol. This can lead to the development of atherosclerosis and heart disease, and also could lead to a coup d'etat. The phytosterols, on the other hand, are minimally absorbed from the small intestine, so they do not enter the bloodstream. Additionally, phytosterols stop or slow absorption of dietary cholesterol and cholesterol made by the liver. And also there are many studies conducted to determine the ability of phytosterol to reduce cholesterol. Some say to get the benefits of phytosterol, every day we have to consume as much as 3 grams of phytosterols regularly within 2 until 3 weeks so that it can reduce cholesterol by 10%, otherwise it won't be effective. It's important to note that vegans need to pay special attention to their diets to avoid specific nutrient deficiencies. There is a little risk of deficiency in a well-planned vegan diet. For example, like vitamin B12 that available most in animals. It's very important to include reliable sources of vitamin B12, vitamin D, and iodine in your diet. This can easily be attained by consuming an appropriate mix of fortified foods, vitamin B12, vitamin D2 and carb supplements, or by taking good vegan daily multivitamin. Multivitamins can be seen as a sort of the healthy eating insurance. Most of the time you'll want to do your best to eat a balanced, nutrient-rich diet, but taking a multivitamin will ensure that you aren't lacking any nutrients, even if you aren't eating as well as you like to be. Our environment is rapidly changing because the of the undeniable effects of global warming. For example, last week I checked the air pollution mobile application saying Jakarta is now topping the list of the world's polluted air city. And this is a disgrace to all Indonesians, as it is our capital city. This worsened by the calculation resulting that Jakarta will be seen by 2050. Veganism is a great way to combat climate change as it cuts your carbon footprint in half. Carbon dioxide from raising farm animals makes up about 15% of global human-induced emissions, with beef and milk being the leading culprits. A husbandry industries produce a massive amount of methane out of their animals, which one molecule of methane equals to 27 of CO2. Raising animals for food produces more greenhouse gas emissions than all forms of transportation combined. Breeding, raising, and feeding animals for food is a tremendously inefficient use of our natural resources. Animals raised for food production are fed over half of the world's crops. As our population grows, we require more and more agricultural space. 60% of worldwide deforestation results from land being converted for use as agricultural land, much of which is used for grazing cattle. An estimated 14% of the world's population, or over 850 million people, suffering from undernourishment while we continue to waste valuable agricultural land and resources to produce animal products, therefore obtaining only a fraction of the potential caloric value. Continuing this foolish management of natural resources is simply not sustainable. Following a vegan lifestyle contributes less air pollution and puts less stress on our natural resources by requiring less land, fossil fuels, and also less water. As the world's population is expected to reach 9 billion by 2050, a widespread movement towards vegan lifestyle is the most effective way to reduce pressure on our environment and may be absolutely crucial to our survival as a species. Raising animals for food is an incredible strain on our resources. It takes 50,000 liters of precious drinking water to make 1 kilo of beef. Today, 1 million people are hungry. 20 million people will die from malnutrition. Also, animal agriculture has taken over more than 80% of the Amazon. Consuming fewer animal products could reduce world hunger and poverty. The United Nations World Food Council estimates that transferring 10 to 15% of cereals fed to livestock to humans is enough to raise the world's food supply to feed the current population. In addition, the International Food Policy Research Institute estimates that reducing the amount of meat consumed by 50% in high-income countries could result in 3.6 million fewer malnourished children in developing countries. Eating less meat can reduce poverty and hunger. This is a choice that every individual can make, a choice that particularly for middle and upper class people in developing countries and developed countries isn't too difficult. More stores are starting to carry a variety of plant-based products, many of which are less expensive than meat and dairy. Animal liberation. Many people identify themselves as animal lovers. Yet, intentionally or not, this really extends to the animals we use for food. There are a lot of misconceptions about how animal products are obtained, and we often turn a blind eye towards human-animal agricultural practices. The factory farming exhibits some of the most ever example of animal cruelty for food production. Unfortunately, for factory farming offers the most competitive prices and makes the most profit, so it's difficult and in some cases impossible for smaller establishments to survive without adopting the same principles. The competition from large corporations has made it extremely difficult for anyone to offer more human alternatives, as it is simply not as profitable. And we move towards the dairy industry. From the dairy industry, to maintain milk production, dairy cows must be repeatedly and forcibly artificially inseminated. After birth, the calves are removed from their mothers within 24 until 72 hours. The sooner the better, as the relationship between mothers and their calves strengthens over time, and the separation is extremely stressful for both animals. Milk that is produced for the calf is harvested for human consumption, and the calves are fed a powdered milk replacement. Calves born of dairy cows are used for different purposes depending on their gender. Females begin their lives as a dairy cows at 13 months of age. Males are slaughtered for fuel within anywhere from just a few hours old up to 4 months of age. The fuel industry is a direct byproduct of the dairy industry. And from the egg industry, chicks bred for egg production are separated by gender. Females become egg-laying hens while male chicks are useless for egg production and cannot be used for meat production either, so they are killed immediately after hatching. Egg-laying hens are kept in small, overcrowded cages, sometimes with so little room that the animal cannot even turn around. Cage-free chickens are often kept in large warehouses that are so crowded that the animals are too big to prevent cannibalism in the flock. Commercial egg producers sometimes practice forced molting on entire flocks of hens. Forced molting is achieved by removing food and starving hens for 1 until 2 weeks, and also occasionally includes water deprivation. This results in better egg quality with only a slight reduction in the quantity of the eggs produced. Changing into new lifestyle and habit, for example, vegan diet, is challenging because we often try to change the habit in the wrong way. To understand what I mean, consider that there are 3 layers at which change can occur. The first layer is changing your outcomes. This level is concerned with changing your results. Most of goals you set are associated with this level of change. The second layer is changing your process. This level is concerned with changing your habits and system. Most habits you build are associated with this level. The third and deepest layer is changing your identity. This layer is concerned with changing your beliefs. Most of beliefs and biases you hold are associated with this level. Many people begin the process of changing their habits by focusing on what they want to achieve. This leads you to outcome-based habits. The alternative is to build identity-based habits. With this approach, we start by focusing on who we wish to become. For example, imagine 2 people resisting a cigarette. When offered a smoke, the first person says, "No thanks, I'm trying to quit." It sounds like a reasonable response, but this person still believes they are a smoker who's trying to be something else. The second person declines by saying, "No thanks, I'm not a smoker." It's a small difference, but this statement signals a shift in identity. So now you've decided that you'd like to become a vegan, but where do you start? I have several tips. The first is learn as much as you can. Learn the benefits of a vegan lifestyle and educate yourself about the practices and costs behind the production of animal products. And start reading ingredients lists, like learn how to tell if a product is a vegan or not. Second is begin with 1 day in a week of eating nothing but plant-based. For example, in 7 days of a week, you choose 1 day, like for example, Monday, as a plant-based day. So at the day, you have to eat nothing but plant-based. And the third is vegan with vegetarian. The differences of vegetarian and vegan is vegetarian is still consuming animal product. I mean animal products derived substances such as egg, milk, and honey. So a vegetarian can still consume that. And the last but not least is after you fulfill the tips before, now it's time for you to go on full vegan. So I think that's all for this episode. Thank you for listening. See you on the next one. I'm Akmal and signing out.